It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Last chance today to win those tickets to see Kane Brown at 8:40.
Mm-hmm.
And your last chance to win NF tickets, which is at 7:45.
That's right. It's a double last chance.
And the last day to win tickets to our Taylor Swift movie, Eras Tour.
It's a triple last chance. Whoa!
We're on fire
what
today.
What just happened? Whoa.
Keep it together if you can. We have a lot to give away today, and I'm very excited about that. So, coming up next, though, it is the season. Mm. It is spooky season. We have a arrived, and then nobody has a costume. Not one of us. Not my children. Not me. Not DZ.
What are you talking about? My costume is locked and loaded.
Oh yeah, what is it?
I'm gonna be a dad.
You're not. You can't be a dad. That doesn't count.
What? It's already ready to go. Look at me.
Nope.
Dad hat. Dad shirt. Dad shoes. Dad pants. I'm in dad mode.
No.
I wore my costume today.
It's not approved.
Oh my. Fine.
Try
okay.
Again.
Fine.
We're gonna talk costumes next. What are you gonna be? What should you be? What should we be? What should everybody be?
Do I got to decide what I got to be?
Yes.
Like right now?
Yes. 414-533-1037. I want to discuss Halloween costumes next because I have done nothing to prepare for this. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. We'll talk about it next. You said costumes? What costume? There is no costume.
You ain't wrong.
There
dog.
Should be, though, because we're close. We're very close to Halloween.
You can't drop the ball on this.
4 weeks out, people.
I mean, and if you don't dress up, that's fine. That's fine.
I don't care, but you just certainly can't call into this segment. Let's talk to the listeners this morning on Ally and DZ. Nick is in Jefferson, and we're talking costume ideas because I don't have one. My kids don't have one. I don't know what's going on. Nick, where are you at with the costume situation?
Got locked and loaded.
Come on.
I have a Viking costume I'm putting together right now.
Wait, ooh. Not the football team, right?
No, not the football team. North Viking.
Ah, phew. I got worried we're going to have to exit you from this show very
like,
quickly.
Drop. Okay, Nick. Anyway.
I got the beard going in and everything.
He's going in. He's selling out for it.
You're dedicated.
He said he's putting it together. Y'all might have missed that. Yeah, he's not buying nothing.
Uh-uh.
He's putting it together.
He grew out a beard. That's dedication.
Man. This man might have just won the segment. I don't even know.
I know. He did. Hey, Nick, thanks for being prepared, and thanks for calling this morning. You have a great day.
Later, man.
Bye. Let's go to Jamie in Twin Lakes next, who says she is so prepared. Jamie, is that true?
Oh, so? Is that so?
It's so true. So I'm a teacher.
Okay.
And we've decided, instead of just one day of dressing up, we're dressing up, like, all week.
Dang.
So we've got 5 costumes going on.
Oh, come on. Hey. Now, you're the reason none of us
here.
You go have to
big.
Let us borrow one, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So our most fun one, we're going to be Fortnite characters because the kids think that, you know, we're old and whatever. So
right.
we want to just, you know, have
She's
fun
gonna
with
like,
it.
She's going to be like, pachow, check out my Fortnite costume. You thought I wasn't cool? Pachow.
The only
I know,
thing,
I have no idea what they mean, but that's totally fine.
Jamie, my only question for you, though, do you have any Fortnite dances ready? Because that's going to be key for the costume.
Oh, don't worry. I got them.
All the emotes ready.
Oh, mm-hmm. The kids will think you're really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they really will.
Okay, Fortnite, what else we got?
Ninja Turtles.
Ninjas, ooh. Yep. Mm-hmm.
We have crayons.
Crayons. Classic teachers. Duh.
Of course. What else?
Right. Harry Potter.
Ah, classic.
That's 4.
Yes, Wingardium.
What's the 5th one?
And then the 5th one, we are wearing, you know, those, like, pajama jumper things. We're all going to be a different animal.
Ah, the little like ones with the hoods that got the tails.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna be lions and tigers and bears. Oh my.
Easy one. Yep, no kidding.
Correct.
Well, that's fantastic, Jamie. Thanks for sharing all your costumes. Good luck with the Fortnite one. You're gonna need
it. All right, thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye. Amanda's calling from Racine this morning. Let's pull up her theme song. Oh, you're sliding.
Hey.
Hey. Amanda, she said
I was sliding on the floor, by the way.
She was sliding.
Running around.
She said she's not ready, but her daughter is. So, Amanda.
Yep. Well, so actually what I was going to do is I was going to do the queen. So I was going to have my daughter be the queen.
Yeah.
And then I was going to bring my corgi dog with. And I thought that'd be so cool.
Yeah.
But Amazon doesn't have that. And I can't sew. So that's not going to happen.
Okay.
Ixnay that idea.
Fair enough.
So, my daughter picked being a unicorn and
Aww. She picked a unicorn.
Come on. Unicorns are cute on the baby. They've probably got the little, like, onesie.
Cute.
Is it one of the little onesie ones, or is it an actual costume?
Yeah. to be honest, I don't even know. I just picked out something at Walmart.
There you go, Amanda.
That's the way to do it.
Hey, Lori from Cedarburg texted in and said, Allie, go as divorced Barbie, like your son said.
Oh, that'd be awesome. You can do that.
I would do divorced Barbie. I think that'd be funny. I think it's hysterical.
Your accessories would be divorce papers and a hair comb or a bottle of wine.
No, divorce papers and a pen ready to sign, DZ. Come on. Those are my accessories.
There you go.
Because I'm always ready. I'm not ready to get married, but I'm ready to sign. Let me tell you what.
Chill. There's a better costume for you than that.
I don't know. I could do Barbie pretty easily at this point with my hair this blonde.
That's true.
Yeah, you'd be perfect.
That only because it's blonde right
now.
Bet you won't.
On point.
Try me.
Bet you won't.
That's it.
Okay. I think we just decided Allie's costume.
Amazon,
bet you won't.
Here I come.
Uh-huh. Double dog dare.
I'm going to get five, just like Jamie and Twin Lakes did. I'm going to have five Barbies. Thanks for calling, Amanda. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good day.
You too.
Somebody else texted in and said, I've lost 120 pounds, so I'm wearing a skeleton bodysuit to show my body off.
Hey, flex on them. Yes.
That is amazing. Quang. You probably feel good wearing tight clothes right now.
I know, that's right.
Let's go lastly to Sean in West Bend. Sean, it's day five.
Hey, congratulations, my boy.
Welcome to the club. You're officially a regular on this show.
Well, it feels good. I'm glad you guys let me in.
Well, it's time to invade your personal life and space. Get ready for it, Poppy. You're part of the club now. We ain't letting go. No, we not.
Welcome.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm just happy I got in because I'm up in Random Lakes. I didn't know if I was going to be able to get in.
Oh, geez. Well, you're in. Well, what is your costume idea for us? Do you have anything or are you completely unprepared like us?
I'm unprepared for myself and my wife, but my kids were good.
What are they going to be?
They're picked out for like 2 months now.
Of course.
Of course, Jinx. Double Jinx. Triple Jinx.
Jinx, Jinx, Jinx. Sorry, Sean. What are your kids going to be?
My oldest loves that movie, Nightmare Before Christmas. So I can't remember the girl's name, but Jack Skellington's lady, that's who she's going as.
Nice.
And my younger daughter's going as Snow White.
Ah.
And my four-year-old's going as a rhinoceros.
Ah, classic.
Dang.
Everybody's ready. So, hey, you guys got to get on the ball. The kids are ready before the parents.
Somebody texted me.
That's the important one. I'm not showing up for doors.
Well, it's true. The kids are the most important. Somebody said they're going as Mario Kart, not just as Mario, but they have the cart and everything.
No.
I think that's cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Baller.
All right, Sean. Well, now that you are on day five and you are officially in the Allie and DZ Regulars Club, you have called 5 days in a row. What is your choice for a theme song?
I'm going to have to go with Little Boo Thang.
What?
He picked our favorite.
Yes, sir.
Did you say Little Boo Thang is your theme song?
You said something about Little Boo Thang?
Confer with my wife because I was torn between two songs, but that's the one we decided on.
Say less. This is for you, big dog. Congratulations, day five.
Yes, here we go.
And yeah, baby.
Happy Friday to everybody. It's time to turn it up. Let's go. Kiss FM, Lil Boo Thang. Don't forget, last chance at tickets to see NF coming up at 7:45. And we're taking you to see the Taylor Swift Eras movie tour at 7:30.
All that. Well, we're not going at 7:30, but we're giving you the chance.
And then I'm going. I'll be there. I'll sit with you at the movie. That's
I ain't gonna be
sure.
there that early.
I'll be at the movie.
You tripping.
I'm a Swiftie. What can I say? But coming up next, what would DZ do? Is this something?
It's personal.
It is personal.
It's personal, y'all. It's a what should DZ do?
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about something going on in DZ's life. Well, I am here for it.
It's a doozy.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a
Whopper no fries, baby.
Well, I can't wait to hear this one. And by the way, they did arrest someone for Tupac's death.
Ah, you see that? Yep.
Good stuff.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Well, let me get my tea and pull up to the counter here because I'm dying to know what's going on.
You ready?
No.
I don't know if I am either.
This is your own problem.
Yeah, it's a what should DZ do edition. Right?
I've heard a tiny bit of this. Mm-hmm. I need the whole story because I'm already irritated from the little bit I heard.
I feel you.
And it's not even my problem.
I'm irritated myself.
What's going on?
To be direct, but I don't know. I really don't know what to do. So my wife's best friend is refusing to come to our diaper drive. We're having a diaper drive for the next baby. We don't want to do a baby shower, nothing like that. We don't need stuff, you know, but people want to do something. So we're like, all right, fine. We could do a diaper drive. That's what we'll allow.
So your friend says, let me throw you a diaper drive.
Best friend, AKA my wife's maid of honor at our wedding.
Okay.
Says, let's do this. You know, she's considered a sister by all definitions. Yeah. Like they feel like they're blood related, right? Her and her sisters. So my wife's sisters and her best friend plan the diaper drive.
Which is this weekend.
Mm-hmm. She's now refusing to come to the diaper drive that she helped plan. She started the Facebook invitation for it.
What do you mean she's refusing to come?
She's refusing to come. She's no longer coming. As far as I know, she's no longer bringing the stuff that she said she was going to bring to it, AKA some of the desserts that she said she was bringing, because another friend is invited. And her and that friend are no longer friends. Like, they had a huge falling out. I hate you. I hate you. We're never talking again. We're never going to be friends again. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. But my wife has no problem with them.
With either one of them. She's in the middle.
They're the ones with the problem. She's just in the middle.
Okay.
The best friend that now planned the diaper drive is refusing to come because the friend that she doesn't like is attending.
Someone's coming that she didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, so your wife's best friend plans a diaper drive on Sunday, which I'm coming to, by the way.
Correct. Yes.
I got the Facebook invite. I'm coming.
Oh, that she started. That the best friend started.
She invited me.
She created that invite.
Yeah.
On Facebook, right.
So I know it's this Sunday, but you're telling me now that the one who planned it is not coming and not bringing any of the food or
she said. I'm not in the worst
she's
of the plan.
Organizing planning.
That's on them, right? They plan that. We're just there.
She's a piece of the puzzle.
Integral piece. She's no longer coming, refusing, and I feel like texting her. I feel like hitting her up and giving her a piece of my mind.
It's not about her.
Not really like attacking her, but just like explaining that she's not just hurting my wife. She's not only hurting herself. She's not hurting my wife's sister. She's hurting me. She's hurting our family. Mm-hmm. She's hurting the unborn child.
Yeah.
Well, that's getting a little dramatic.
A little dramatic
now. Okay, a little dramatic, but you get what I'm saying. Like, this isn't about her. I want to text her. I really do. I want to hit her up, but everybody else in Aaron's family's already been hitting her up.
Oh, they've already been going, what's your problem?
Been
lighting her up.
And what is she saying
when people are lighting her up? Anything? Any response?
I don't even know. I don't even care.
It's not your problem.
It's not my problem.
It's not your problem.
Right, but that's where I'm torn because I want to text her and dang near make it my problem.
Okay. Now,
my wife's indifferent. She's like, text her if you want. I don't want to stress myself over it. And I'm like, all right, cool.
It's messed up to bail, though.
Yeah.
Days before you're essentially throwing someone a party. And
basically,
now you're supposed to bring stuff and you are part of the planning. Mm-hmm. And now you're saying, I'm not coming because I don't like somebody else you invited.
Mm-hmm.
Which did... what's the issue between the two? Is it strong enough to matter? Did somebody murder someone's kid or sleep with their husband?
Nope.
Did they... I need to... Because you know that's where the female brain goes. What's the problem with those two has she been so wrong she can't show up to a party? I don't understand.
What happened so bad? Nothing of note.
Okay.
And really, it's not my place to speak on their situation.
Yeah,
they just
had
that huge falling out and are just no longer cool.
Because I'm saying if you have someone who you don't feel safe around, there's none of that.
It's not like that.
They're just fighting having a dumb argument.
They're not about to throw bows if they come into close
like
quarters
that.
With one another.
Okay.
They're just going to give each other stank face until one of them leaves.
And that's it.
And then that's it. And then everybody's fine. And then, are you okay? No. Are you okay? No. And we're good. So I'm like, I just want to shake my phone at her and be like,
what is the other friend? Does the other friend know that the girl who's been organizing it?
Of course.
And how does she feel about
it?
It
is what it is. She's coming. I feel like she can be adult enough. I'm sure sure there will be some looks exchanged or some sly comment made on both sides of the party, but y'all just gonna have to deal with that. The friend that is now refusing to come is the best friend that will arguably be there the whole time. Yeah. Right. The friend that's invited, that's coming, that is now, you know, essentially making her feel some type of way about one individual, be there for an hour, two, tops.
She's not an A-lister. She's a C-lister.
I'd say she is an A-lister, but this isn't her event to come to. She's going to come, mingle, talk, hang out, be there for a few hours, and then leave.
Yeah.
She didn't help plan this like the friend that's refusing to come now did. Come on, man.
So you are having a diaper drive this Sunday for the new baby. Mm-hmm. Aaron's best friend, who has been helping organize this with her sisters, mm-hmm. has now decided she's not coming because someone she doesn't like is attending. Wow.
Sums it up.
Okay, can you, Aaron, text me the list of what the chick's bringing and I'll step up and do it, because what the hell?
New sister steps into
this
chat.
Ridiculous. I will cover whatever she's not bringing. Mom's got that. But no, that's not the point. The point is, I'm asking. What the hell are you supposed to do?
Should I text her? What should DZ do? I want to text her. My wife says it's almost not even worth it, but to do what I want to do and whatever compels me.
Yeah.
I'm torn. I don't know if I should just let it play out how it's going to play out. Hopefully she attends. That's what I'm really hoping for. Or do I give her a piece of my mind? I want to know. I need the advice. I need it.
Mm. All right. 414-533-1037. By the way, you have to dial 1. This is something I've discovered. Key feature. You have to dial 1-414-533-1037. I didn't realize that was affecting people's ability to call into the show. Mm-hmm. It is. You have to dial 1.
1-414-533-1037.
You really do. So should DZ text the friend who is now bailing on the diaper drive, or let it be? Oh, I cannot wait to see what people say next. We'll take your calls and texts next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
The text of the morning is, the calm morning me says, let it go. Silence kills. The petty me says, light that be up. DZ is struggling this morning. Should he say something to his wife's best friend, who was planning and organizing as one of the people for a diaper drive this Sunday and is now bailing because she doesn't like one of the people who's invited and says she's not coming if the other one's coming?
One person has disturbed this person's energy so much that now she's like, nah, I'm not coming. And I don't want another one person to disturb our energy this much.
Yeah.
So I don't want to give it that time of day, but I feel like I almost should. I'm torn.
Yeah, you want to stand up for your wife and say something.
She stood up for herself. They've already been talking. Like, I'm just throwing cherries on top at this rate. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm throwing my 2 cents in because I feel like I want to. Because I'm like, come on, man, get over yourself.
Let's go to Amber in Rochester then. A lot of people wanting to chime in this morning. Good morning, Amber. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're okay. We've been better.
I ain't gonna lie to you, Amber. I'm all right.
We're down a dessert person for the diaper drive,
which is important here.
Right.
What do you think, Amber?
I was just in a situation like this myself, and I think you could reach out to her and talk to her about it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, with everyone else is saying stuff to her, you probably should just pass on it.
Right.
But this is the first situation that's come up. She's probably going to do it again at other events that you might have in the future.
Oh.
Well, Amber, let me throw this in there. It's not the first time this has happened. She has left events prior to this because the other friend was present.
Sheesh.
She's like, I need to leave. I can't be here. I'm getting physically sick being around here, and yada, 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 yada.
So they have major conflict that's never been resolved, and they've never worked
it out. I doubt it's going to be resolved ever. Do I care? No.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't affect us, but it's actually currently affecting us. Mm-hmm. It's happened already. It's going to happen again. Amber, you're not wrong. And it's happening now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, and I think then you might want to talk to your wife of, you know, is this something that you guys both want in your life for the future?
Does your wife think you should say something?
She doesn't care. She's like, we've already all laid it on. Like, I don't think you should right now, but maybe if you want, up to you, papito.
I can't believe she's not coming. Wow.
It's wild, man. I really hope she does show up. But Amber saying, maybe he reach out, but at the same time, is it worth it? Or am I just wasting
my time? Saying, do you want to deal with this stuff the rest of your life?
Right.
She's saying, right.
I don't know.
Right. All right. Well, we're going to let you know on Monday, aren't we?
I know that's right.
Thanks, Amber. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Autumn's in Pewaukee this morning. Good morning, Autumn. What do you think? Should DZ reach out to the friend who's bailing?
I mean, this is a
absolutely.
Near
and... Absolutely.
It's a near and dear friend. This is like I've known this friend since middle school myself.
Oh my gosh,
so
you guys
know her. I'm close to this person too. Yeah. Like it's not just us.
Her, but not in like a mean way. But like this event is not about you. It's about my wife.
Yeah.
Put yours off aside.
Yeah.
And go forward. It's like divorced parents who don't get along. You're going there for your kids.
Yes.
It's not about you. It doesn't matter.
You know what? She's right. I do this all the time, and I don't want to go. Mm. But I do it for my kids.
Mm.
And
I smile. I go to sporting events with my kids all the time. I'm like, I'm doing it for my kids.
You should tell your friend that. Imagine having an ex-husband you had kids with and going to things all the time. How would you feel?
Right.
This is a co-friendship. You
That's
guys
what
are
I mean.
Even though you guys are no longer together as friends, y'all can come together. They're friend for us.
Right.
What? Right. Y'all know how crazy this sounds to me right now?
Yeah, it's too much.
Come on.
It's petty.
I would be able to get behind the friend if something horrible had happened, but you can't produce anything horrible other than petty stuff.
There's nothing of note in my
That's
opinion.
That's what I'm saying. Unless, you know, there was something. I can't. There's nothing.
Nobody hurt anybody physically. It was emotional.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nothing I got.
Well, if you knew, she would have known, obviously, that that friend was going to be invited in the first place. So then why would you have planned something like that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And now to throw on the petty train, the friend that started the Facebook invitation, whatever, right?
Yeah.
She has this said friend that she doesn't like blocked on all medias. So we couldn't add her to the invitation.
She had it so you couldn't invite the friend.
We had to physically invite the friend and say, this is the time, this is the place, this is where you should be. So this is how far the petty train goes. Choo-choo.
Somebody said, stop giving her responsibilities for those events if they will both be there.
She's now invited only.
They said, and ask the other friend to bring desserts.
See, the thing is, that gives her absolution to just not come. Oh, if she's going to be there, I can't make it. Making her a part of it is the attempt, I guess, for us to go, we want you here.
Uh-huh.
You're this key feature in our lives. You're a sister to not just my wife, but to me and her family, too.
Yeah.
Like, she lived with my wife for years. Well, not, okay, exaggerate, but she lived with my wife for a good period of time in her youth out of necessity.
Somebody else texted in and said, myself is the king of petty. Let her have it. Speak your piece and tell her to make like an egg and scramble.
Ooh.
Somebody else said, don't let someone's weird energy disrupt your day. Yeah. Somebody else said, don't text her. It's not worth the extra drama. Okay, well, we'll keep taking calls.
Yeah,
thanks, Autumn.
Appreciate you, Autumn.
You're welcome.
Ryan's in Calabama, and he's ready to go off.
Is he?
Yes. You can tell
everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. You got me fired up on a Friday, boy.
Boy.
Same. Because guess who has to go buy desserts now? Me.
I'll be right there next to you, Allie. Let's go.
I ain't gonna lie. I've already started to try to make other arrangements for desserts, like hitting up people that we know that make desserts in the area that are like, yo,
I got you.
BB Cakes, what you doing this weekend?
Somebody that makes cookies. Call us.
For real, though. Nah, man.
What
but
do you think?
Ryan, talk to me.
Easy. It ain't worth your time, bro. In all honesty, it ain't worth lighting her up. Trust me, I would love to do the same thing. I would love to have done it to my sister-in-law at all times, lit her up for her stupid pettiness, but it ain't worth it because it's wasting your time.
That part, bruh. I mean, preaching to me.
Trust me, it ain't. All it's going to do is create more drama. It's going to put you in the middle of it. Right now, you got it. You're thick and thin. You ain't got nothing to worry about it.
You ain't wrong.
You walking away, you know?
He's not wrong.
I could just... and then girls, man. It ain't worth it.
Selena texted in, my girl Selena. She said, don't text her. Wait till after. She's being very selfish. It's sad that she isn't putting her beef with said friend aside. This isn't about her. She's making it that way. Don't text. Your silence will make a bigger impact. She's looking for attention. Love y'all. I don't know if she's looking for attention or looking to run, but she's one of the other.
One or the other, man.
There's no in between.
And it's not attention. I really do think she's just running from the entire situation, and I think is bull. For real, man. For real.
Yeah, she don't want to be there. Let it go.
Nope.
He's right. She doesn't want to be there.
She really doesn't.
Which is sad to say out loud.
If she really loves you, she'll be there. She'll be there when the event happens.
Actually true. That's true. Because the few people I bailed on, I didn't love them. And if I'm being completely honest, the friends who I was like, I've done this. This is a little dramatic.
Now I know where her heart truly lies.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't do it to somebody I love.
Yeah. Hey, honestly, Ryan, my wife kind of said that to her yesterday, in almost verbatim. Like, we know where we are in your heart. If you don't come, we get it.
Yep.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe I really don't need to say anything. I feel like everybody might have already done it for me.
Well,
I would say so. Somebody said if she's protecting her well-being, then so be it. If your wife has said her piece, let it go.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
All right.
Hey, I appreciate y'all for real. It means a lot.
Is the friend the jerk? Yes.
Yes.
Even though this is what we're DZ do.
So we'll find out on Monday if I did or didn't text her.
That's right. I'm dying to. I'll find out on Sunday, but then we'll all find out on Monday.
I'll point her out if she's there.
I'll see you at the diaper party with desserts. You want to go see the Taylor Swift Eras Tour at the movies with me and DZ?
Yeah, you do. Don't lie.
Well, we've got your chance coming up here in less than 5 minutes with the keyword. You just have to go put it in on our website and you'll be entered to win tickets. It's going to be a good time next weekend after it comes out next Friday, Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
You can believe that.
Man.
After Taylor Swift, though, we have NF tickets and then Dumpster Fire Dating is back.
The Dumpster Fire Dating.
Which I was supposed to go on a date last night, which I canceled.
Ooh, oh,
I didn't feel good.
Is this the dumpster fire one?
No, different one. It was actually a very nice, normal guy. I think I'm just sick of dating. I think I'm worn out. I think I'm worn out.
No, Mark, what day is it today?
Mark the day. I think Allie's taking the winter off. I'm not kidding.
Okay. So you taking the season off of cuffing season?
Kind of. I think I'm.
It's literally cuffing. We're going into cuffing season,
and I'm dipping out. If you don't know what cuffing season is, that's the winter when we all get together and cuff it up.
Man,
hence Beyonce's song.
Yeah, dang.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I see you putting yourself in reserve.
I'm kind of putting myself on the bench.
Going into hibernation for the season. Isn't today hibernation day for the Bears?
Honestly, I was at my therapist yesterday, and I was like, you know, it's time for a change. Whatever's working ain't working, man.
I feel you, though.
I'm ready to do something different around here, and it doesn't involve men. It doesn't involve women either.
Oh, okay. That was my follow-up question.
But coming up next for Am I the Jerk, this one is interesting because somebody is upset about what his fiance did. She got a tattoo of his name, and he flipped out. So we're going to read this one next for Am I the Jerk? But wait till you hear the whole story.
Okay.
Just get ready. Kiss FM.
FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
James wrote into the show. You can always write in Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Email us, or if you don't email, you weirdo, then just hit us, slide into the DMs.
True.
James wrote in today, and he wants to know if he's the jerk for his reaction to his fiance's tattoo of his name.
Okay, what happened, James?
Yeah, he said, Allie and DZ, my fiance and I are getting married this month. She surprised me with a small tattoo of my name on her back. When I saw it, I was in shock and told her getting a tattoo wasn't necessary and she doesn't need to prove anything to me.
Mm-hmm.
I told her it was a bad omen for relationships. I don't like to show off. Now she's been upset with me, crying for days. I switched course and told her the tattoo was nice. I tried to cheer her up, but she's still upset.
I just didn't like the font, baby. That was what I was trying to say.
Yeah. And he said, and quite honestly, I'm still a little put off by the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the jerk for reacting to her new tattoo of my name like this?
Yeah.
James. Written by a true dude, short and sweet.
I love it. No, James, I'm with you. I'm following. I like it.
So she went out and got a tattoo of his name.
Mm-hmm.
Thought he would love it. And then he hates it. And they're getting married this month. And he thinks it's a bad omen. Awkward.
Very awkward.
And he told her.
Oh! Yeah. I mean, and I get stand your ground, say what you want to say. And this is your partner. Like, you guys are about to take a major step in life and get married.
Yeah.
But I would have thought y'all would have had this figured out.
I was going to say, haven't you ever talked about this? Like, would you get your name on me? Would I get my name on you? Ooh, yes, definitely. Ooh, no.
Let's never do that ever.
I mean.
Yeah.
You're getting married? You've never talked about tattoos?
I mean, clearly she likes tattoos. And I love tattoos. Listen, Friday the 13th is coming up, and that's a tattoo holiday.
That's like, when you're getting tatted.
No, I'm trying, but for real, though, I would have hoped y'all would have talked about it first.
Yeah.
I do think you're a little bit of a jerk for the way you kind of went about it. She tatted something very important to her, and it's her body. You don't get to choose what goes on her body.
True. So right? You say jerk because his reaction was unnecessary.
Yeah, a little bit, man.
I'm going to say not the jerk. Getting someone's name on you and not telling them, ooh.
I mean, that's your fiance. Y'all, she's planning on never leaving you, Poppy. Okay?
But does it go both ways?
I understand the superstition and him saying it's a bad omen.
I get that.
Sure. It's tattoos nowadays that could be covered rather easily. If it's a small
and removed rather easily.
That part.
Mm-hmm.
And the fresher the ink, the fresher it can be removed. I think you're the jerk because it's
your reaction. You should have just been like, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Let her show her love how she shows her love. He should notice about her.
Yeah.
He really should, man. I think this is his fault for the way he reacted. And I look, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Me and my wife, Erin, we've talked about it. We're like, hey, listen, we could do tattoos in homage, but let's not do names.
Don't.
That's a little weird. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's a bad omen, they say. Mm. That's why you have the heebie-jeebies. Before people are listening with their names, so I know I'm offending people, but I don't care.
Oh, plenty of people have had and will have.
Yeah, all yes. the time yes. do names.
If you want to tat a loved one's name, I feel you, but just know that.
Make it your kid?
Yeah, maybe make it your kid and make sure that they're okay with it.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm still leaning that jerk. Okay. I'm going to stand on it.
And I'm going to say not the jerk. Listen, you have to dial 1 when you call us. 414-533-1037. I'm not even joking. It makes a difference with people getting through.
The 1414 is very key right now.
You have to dial 1414 because I literally was trying to call the request line one day. Don't ask questions why. And I couldn't get through. And I went, wait. And DZ said, dial 1. I said, does that matter anymore? And weirdly enough, it does.
Ali said, I'm trying to request a little boo thing and I can't get through.
Play a good song for me, please. 1-414-533-1037. Do we think James is a jerk for his reaction to his fiance's new tattoo of his name on her back? We will discuss next.
FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, James wants to know if he's the jerk for his reaction to his fiance's tattoo of his name on her back right before their wedding this month. He's a little weirded out. He thinks it's a bad omen and he didn't like it.
Big yikes.
So he told her that. And now she's been crying for days. Is he the jerk for reacting to the tattoo like this? Colleen is in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning.
Hello. Do you tattoo your significant other's names on you?
I would never do that without even talking to them.
Right?
Yeah.
Like that's a little crazy. My husband and I, we have our wedding dates tattooed, but we did it on our honeymoon and we did it together.
Sure.
Aw, that's cute though. I like that.
And it's like small. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
Like, you would talk to your significant other. I, like you guys said, I would get my kids' names. Absolutely. Because that's 1,000% forever.
Yes. Yeah.
And I know marriage is supposed to be two, but let's be real.
Okay.
We've
worked out
that way.
You're talking to a divorced woman over here.
You're talking to divorced Barbie over here.
Hello.
Right. No, I don't know. There's something always about a name, like a significant other's name, that's like creeps me out. And now with this girl, especially not talking to her husband about it, that's a little crazy.
I mean, couldn't he have waited until after the wedding at least? Like, this is a big day coming up very soon, man.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
What do you say? Not the jerk?
She said not the jerk.
She thinks it's weird.
No, he's not a jerk. Yeah. I think he's in the right, like just being a little weirded out about it.
Okay. And things he should have known before he planned to marry her this month, probably.
Okay. Colleen starts it off, says, not the jerk.
Thanks, Colleen.
Yep. Have a good day.
You too.
Next up, we have got, she's a fireball. Amy's in Muskego. Go ahead.
Can't touch this.
Called 5 days in a row. Got her own theme song.
Absolutely, I did.
Hey, girl.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
What do you think? Is James a jerk for his reaction to his fiance's tattoo of his name on her back? He didn't even know she was going to get it.
Now, okay, so I agree with the first caller. If you have tattoos, you know the whole boundaries of bad omens. You don't ever get your significant other because that puts bad juju on the stuff.
Sure,
okay.
Sure, unless you're good with it, right?
Baby, you don't mess with a female a couple of days before her wedding and make her emotional and cry like that.
Thank you. Amy, yes.
So he shouldn't have expressed himself. He should have just sucked it up for her.
Big dog could have waited.
Saying that, I agree with DZ. I feel like it should have been a conversation after you get through the stress of your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
now, because you know, girls nowadays, they turn these weddings into, like, I don't know, you're going to remember this for the rest of your life.
Well, it's a whole event. It's
a production. It really is.
Over the top
it
obnoxious is. These days.
They didn't make
fireworks?
A TV show called Bridezillas for no reason.
Listen, and I'm going to go to a wedding tonight, and I'm going to enjoy every second of it, by the way, as I'm ripping on weddings. I can't wait for the bar.
Well, we rip on a wedding until we're invited and go into a wedding.
I really hope they have an open bar at this wedding, because it's going to be a lot to get through, because I have a feeling she has a backless dress. And they're going to be like, oh my God, you know,
what did she
just do?
Think about pictures now. So she probably thought, oh, his name will be in the pictures. And now they're not even going to want to take pictures with her back because it's going to be so awkward between her and him.
I hadn't even
gone
there.
When it comes down to the tattoo, she's thinking, this will be in our wedding
pictures. I get it. No, believe me. I get it. I completely understand. And I'm not all for getting names on each other because it is. It's just bad juju.
But that's not the question, Amy. Yeah. The question is he the jerk for his reaction?
He's out a couple days before the wedding.
Oh, she splits it. 50-50 right now. All right. Amy said, yes, jerk.
He's the jerk for the reacting the way he did. Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome. Love you guys. Have a good day.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Who better than to be the tiebreaker than a man?
Of course.
Junior's in Jackson. I don't know why, but men are pretty cut and dry simple. So, Junior, good morning. Welcome to the show.
You the deciding vote today, big dog. Morning, Papa.
Hey, this is the first time I ever got through. I tried that 1-4-1, and I think went right through. So, check this out.
Let's go.
Oh, my God. Gosh, I can't believe it. The whole time, people just needed to know they needed to dial 1 before our phone number, and it would work.
Now Junior's going to get his theme song because he's going to call 5 days in a row. Si, señor.
Okay. Mira, watch that. Check this out. Yeah. I think he's a jerk, and this is why I think he's a jerk. Listen, I got my woman's name on me. She's got her name on my name on her.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you like this. He just needs to keep it real and say, I don't want no name on my body, instead of giving her a hard time about
what she did.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying. It's her body.
Junior's...
You know what? Yeah.
Okay, go on, Junior. Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like, be real. Oye, dile. Mira, mama, I don't want your name on my body, but I want to marry you.
He's saying, listen, hear me out. Like, I don't want to tat it, but you did you. Okay, I respect you and I love you still. He's putting his impositions on her. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, keep it real. Keep it real. She's about to be your wife.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Wow. You chose her for life. You got to be okay with her for life.
Yeah.
That's right. You got that right.
Including the name on her at the back.
Yep. Si, senor. Yes, sir.
And the good thing is, if he ever makes her mad, she can just go back and cross one letter out at a time. I'd be like, here's it. Ames is gone. S is gone from James.
Hey, tattoo artists love to do cover-ups. I'll tell you that, boy.
You got that right. Hey, guys, but thank you for hearing me out, though. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout-out to my girl, Trey, the manager at Menards in West Bend.
Oh, snap. And he got Tracy tatted on him. So, hey, if you see Junior and he got Tracy tatted on him, that's his girl.
Hey, you already know.
Junior and Papito, we appreciate your call, fam.
Gracias. You guys take care.
You too, man.
Adios.
Later. Adios, that's right.
See you later, Junior. Good luck calling again. So,
he's
there
a jerk.
It is. He is the jerk, yeah.
Yeesh.
Wow, that was easy. Okay, we have to give away NF tickets because we're running low on time. We have Dumpster Fire Dating to come.
Too much to do.
So caller 30, you're going to see NF 1-414-533-1037. Don't forget to dial 1. Wow. Lots going on a Friday morning here on Allie and DZ. 103.7 KISS FM. We are live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And Dumpster Fire Dating is on the way. But first, we got to do NF tickets. Our last chance at winning these. Let's go to Angela in Sheboygan. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Hello. Ooh, I love the bubbliness in the morning. What are you up to today?
I am taking my kids to school.
Hey, dropping the kiddos off. Good.
And then what are you going to do?
I'm not sure yet.
Nice.
Whatever the hell she wants.
Whatever. We nosy like that.
I'm very nosy. Well, the good news is you are caller 30. You're going to see NF. You ever won anything from us before?
No.
Well, today is your lucky day, girlfriend.
Yeah, but she said, I don't know what I'm doing today. You winning today, Angela. You know exactly what you're doing now.
I'm trying not to tear up. I'm so excited.
Aww. We'll go play the lottery.
For real.
Have a good day with it. Angela, hold on. We're going to get more info from you, okay?
Thank you, guys.
You're
have a good day.
So welcome. Hold on. So there you go. Last chance at NF tickets. And then we will have Kane Brown still at 8:40. If you're going into work right now, just put us on the Odyssey app so you know when to call for the Kane Brown tickets. You can listen anywhere. Put your headphones in. Tell everybody to leave you the hell alone at work.
Exactly. You are already know you want to do that anyway.
You don't want him bugging you anyway, okay? I put headphones in even when I'm not listening to stuff so people will leave me the hell alone.
Facts.
Let's be real.
Facts.
I mean, let's do some dumpster fire dating.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
I gotta be honest. Just off the air, DZ said, fake name or no? I said, I don't care. I don't care if you use their real names.
No, I'm gonna change it because I don't like his real name. I don't want to offend anybody with the same real name.
Oh, he's...
Yeah.
He's named your name.
Yeah, so we're not going to call him Dan.
We're not going to call him Daniel. Nope.
We're going to call him Stan.
That's my dad's name, even worse. Can you stop?
Different name?
Make him a different name. You can't be Ted. My dad or you. Ted is fine. No, I can't date
can't
anyone.
Can't be my name or your dad's name.
I'm not dating
any
of them.
That's
weird.
So
also cannot be Owen or Hudson.
True.
I cannot date someone with those names either. But where were we?
So Dan, not Dan, called Ted.
What did he say?
He hit you up. And he said something that...
Oh, this is on Bumble, yes.
Okay, so this is where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hi, you are so hot, you make fire stop, drop, and roll. LOL. Hopefully we can chat and then get a coffee together soon. Talk soon.
Nothing's moving.
Buddy,
nothing's jumping around. Nothing's like, hey, this guy sounds like a great time.
Dan, not Dan Ted. Ah, man. This wasn't it.
He was trying so hard with the joke.
Man, and it didn't land. I didn't like how it started. And I'm gonna break it down. Let me break it down.
Yeah, break it down.
The high period. Creepy.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
The anything high but period high. Is creepy.
High. And
well,
I'm
creepy's
not,
a strong word. Maybe I shouldn't
say
creepy.
No, not creepy. Just weird. Like
just high.
Just off putting. High. It sounds just mundane. High.
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 High. There's no energy.
No energy, mm-hmm. no passion. But then he goes right into passion and goes, hi, you're so hot, you make fire stop, drop, and roll.
Which is such a, does that even make sense?
It does
because
not make
fire
sense.
Because fire doesn't stop, but, drop, and roll. We stop, drop, and roll. Like, that
but
doesn't
you're
even
so,
make.
But you're so hot. It doesn't make sense so much that it makes sense because he's saying you're so attractive to him that you make fire, something that's impossible
that
to stop, drop, and
roll.
That
I make the flames drop.
You make the flames stop, drop, and roll
that's
to put themselves
me.
Out.
That's not me. That's my breath because I'm crazy.
Oh, I thought because you had some onions
Hell
or something.
No, I know. It's like a dragon. It's like a dragon breathing fire.
and he really started off bad, really laid it on thick, and then washes it out with the LOL. The LOL didn't need to be there. You could have just dropped that and just gone into the serious pickup line. Because now you negated how strongly you just laid that on,
yeah.
Right? And I'm putting y'all on the game. He said, you make fire stop, drop, and roll. You don't need to LOL that. You already laid that on thick. Now just jump into, hopefully we can chat soon, maybe get a coffee.
Mm.
And then boom. None of this, talk soon. And I forgot to tell you the worst part. Buddy put a smiley face, not the emoji.
Oh, you don't like smiley faces?
No, I love a smiley face.
That's not the biggest red flag. Do you know what the biggest red flag is?
What's the biggest red flag?
He's holding a fish.
Oh, I actually like...
Everybody knows don't do that on dating apps. Oh. Women make fun of that now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because every guy has a fish. That's the joke. It's like, put the fish down.
Put the fish down.
Enough already with the fish. So the worst part is he's cute. He's not horribly. He's not ugly.
No, he's not
an
ugly
looking guy. But it's the corny,
not an ugly dude.
Fire stop, drop, and roll mixed with the fish picture. And whoever texted in, that dude is a tryhard. I feel bad because he did try.
He left the door open with the talk soon, but he killed it again and closed the door with the smiley face.
These jokes.
But when I say corny,
these jokes are wrong.
When I say cornball, when I say corn, I mean he's got the juice. He's got the juice. That's how corny this man seems to me right now. I'm sorry, Dan, not Dan Ted. Not today.
Bella texted in. She said, Dan, not Dan. Not today.
Not today.
So I'm not going out with this guy.
No, you're not going out
you're
with that
right.
guy.
You're right. I'm probably not going out with anybody. Let's be real.
Didn't you just say you were putting yourself in the rosters?
In the rafters? I think I put myself on the bench this week. I think I'm over
Took
it.
Took yourself off the roster.
I mean, if I meet someone cool, but I'm just tired. I want to go home and go to sleep.
You want to be on the reserves.
I want to go to bed for the winter. I want to hibernate. I don't want to hang out with dudes this winter is the way I'm feeling. In fact, all they're adding to my life is stress.
I know
so screw them all, man.
I know
screw
exactly what it is. No.
They're literally, I'm in my therapist's office going, what am I screwing? screwing around with these losers for? They're ruining my life. I am done with dating. Oh, sorry, did I say that out loud? My bad. I was a little triggered.
Allie, we still on the air.
Wait, shoot. Okay, have a great day. Happy Friday.
Put yourself on injury reserve, Allie. Just take yourself off the roster.
Triggered by my own bit. Oh, wait, this will put me in a good mood. Happy Friday.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So Jason Derulo, the latest star to be accused of sexual harassment. So there's this model who's suing him in a new lawsuit saying that she was fired. She's an up-and-coming musician said she was fired after she refused to get it on with them, basically.
What? Dog.
Yeah, she said... That's it. She's suing him. He's saying that it's not true. He said, I wouldn't normally comment, but these claims are completely false and hurtful. I stand against all forms of harassment, and I remain supportive of anybody following their dreams. In the suit, the woman says he contacted her back in 2021, offered her a joint contract with him and two record companies to produce songs.
Okay,
she said that Jason Derulo chose her because he needed to bring a fresh artist to his record company to launch the project.
So I feel that.
She signed it. She was excited, believing that he was now her mentor.
Right.
But she says the plan was to work closely with him on a mixtape, but...
He was trying to mix more than tape.
She said he had other ideas, wanting her to participate in... Oh, God. Cocaine-fueled sex ritual. Oh, my God. I can't stop reading. Hold on.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. So she says he propositioned her quite a few times to have dinner. And maybe she was the first one to say no and he actually fired her. Or maybe she's the first one to say no and actually sue after she got fired.
Yeah.
But this is not going to. These men using their power. This is the classic Harvey Weinstein thing. Bring them in and tell them you're going to make their career
and then
be inappropriate. And this is what women go through. Hallelujah for the Me Too movement, because this is the kind of garbage. And then you're put in a corner and then they turn it and go, I never hit on her. I was trying to help her.
We're going to figure this out in court for sure, because clearly the lawsuit dropped and he's standing his ground. So until this gets figured out, what do we know?
We don't know anything she's saying that he fired her because she wouldn't get it on with them. And he's saying, no,
that never happened.
Time will tell. Awkward. Your chance at tickets to see Kane Brown at Summerfest.
We said what we said.
That's right. Coming up less than 20 minutes for those Kane Brown tickets. Last chance today.
Yeah.
He's such a little hottie. Okay.
I see you over there blushing over.
I know. I'm like, oh, Kane Brown is so cute. Ooh,
KB,
who wants
so
to
sexy.
Go and take me with him? No. After the next song, though, DZ and I have something very exciting to share with you. You found something going on locally.
Yeah, big news.
Somebody is starting a new venture, a new business venture.
Multiple, I say.
Multiple.
But this one's dope.
And we're excited about something new coming to Milwaukee. I can't wait to hear more details next. 103.7 KISS FM. Kane Brown tickets coming up less than 15 minutes. Your last chance to win those tickets and see him at Summerfest. 103.7, though, KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Webba.
I am so excited to talk about this.
What's
because
up?
I saw something new was coming to town, or at least the Anadokounmpo brothers were getting behind something new.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more, because we talked about Giannis being a part of the new Greek restaurant, or being an owner in the Greek restaurant.
Correct.
But there's more business ventures happening.
There is more business ventures happening. So if you've been following any news, not just Giannis, but all of the Anadokounmpos, they're opening a new Antetokounmpo store.
Okay, now I saw this. What is that? Does that mean it's like all their stuff?
It's their brand. Yeah, it's their brand.
Jerseys and shoes. What do we got?
Yep. It's their retail store, and it's going to be located inside of the Trade Hotel, that new hotel right in the Deer District.
In the Deer District, which has an amazing rooftop. You can go up there and drink and sit on the couches, look at the city.
Ooh.
It's right next to Fiserv.
Ooh, literally.
Yeah,
like, right.
The Trade
right.
is nice. Yeah.
So they're going to be opening. The grand opening is this weekend on the 7th.
Well, that was quick.
That's tomorrow.
Jeez. he's Giannis.
Mm-hmm. Feel like you ain't realizing all of a sudden he's opening a Greek restaurant and a new Andy DeCumbro store.
Damn.
Right? Like, what?
Well.
So, and they got stuff going down. So, the shop opens at, well, like, 1 o'clock. They're going to be doing signings at 6. There's giveaways, plenty of little things for the kiddos.
So, the store is in the inside of the Trade Hotel?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it's going to be the second location because they do got an Andy DeCumbro store. If y'all remember back in the summer, the beginning of the summer when the season ended, the Andy DeCumbros traveled back to Greece.
Uh-huh.
Their first store, their marquee store after the Andy DeCumbros, is in Greece, in the airport. In the airport. And when Giannis and his brothers landed, the store was closed. So he made a viral video of him like at the store going, yo, what the? I'm here to pull up, buy some merchandise. I'm paying y'all to be closed. Like, what's going on?
How awkward.
Granted, it was like super late when he pulled up.
Sure.
After store hours.
Sure.
But it was a funny viral video. So now the city is getting its own location, the own Andy DeCumbro store located inside that Trade Hotel. Like we said, it's kind of dope.
I got to pull up. Yeah, I got to check it out. That'll be nice. And it's not like I haven't been to the Trade Hotel to have a couple cocktails. Let's be real. I'm sure. I'll be back. And maybe I'll buy some merch when I'm there.
On your way up, might as well stop in.
Right? Well, that's cool. So the Giannis and his brothers having their own store. I know I'm not supposed to say Giannis and his brothers. Fine. Andy DeCumbro brothers.
The Andy DeCumbro
bros. Which is already hard to say.
Well, Andy DeCumbro, you just say Andy DeCumbros. You say the last name, but instead of, you know, Bo, you say bros.
Bros. Got
Andy DeCumbro.
Well, I'm excited to see their store in the Trade Hotel. It's exciting stuff for Milwaukee.
Yeah, very exciting.
Coming up next, yes, we still have Kane Brown tickets on the way, but I have got to tell you where I'm going to be going, and it's exciting. I'm going to a new city in Wisconsin I've never been to this weekend. Never been to this city. I don't know how I've never been to this city, but I'm going to tell you about it next. First, your chance to go see the Taylor Swift Eras Tour, the movie. 103.7 Kiss FM. New city for me. New city, baby.
Wait, you moving? No, no, no.
I'm not moving.
Okay.
Just going on a road trip in Wisconsin. It's not even a big road trip. It's a mini road trip.
A mini road trip? I like mini road trips.
I got invited to a wedding.
Uh-huh.
Let's be real. I didn't really get invited.
What do you mean you didn't get invited?
Right. But they asked me to come for a specific reason.
Ooh, what are you doing?
Do you remember Jake, who worked with you on our street team for many a year?
Of course I remember Jake.
Okay, so Jake and his fiance Katie.
Yeah, it's their wedding.
We worked with them with Winston's Wishes.
Yeah.
They said, Allie, will you come like MC our wedding? And I go, wait, what? And they go, well, we grew up listening to you. Can you come and like announce us? And I said, say less.
I would love to announce you.
You had me at MC your wedding. And they asked DJ GA to
mix for him. DJ,
so
yeah,
I'm not DJing. I'm just I think I'm just introducing them on the mic when they come in the reception.
GA's DJing, you MCing.
I think.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Because I said, whatever you guys want, I'm there. Well, it's tonight. It's tonight.
It's now.
They say, ask me, could you MC our wedding in October? This was like in April. I go, yeah.
Of course.
Now it's freaking here, dude.
Now is now.
So I have to go to their wedding in Janesville.
I've never been?
Never been to Janesville. What? Why would I go to Janesville? I've driven through it. That's about it.
Oh, yeah.
I think I went through it to go to Rockford maybe one time.
That sounds about right.
Is that right?
That sounds about right.
Do the roads lead to Rockford?
Yep.
So tonight, I'm checking out a new city. Look out, Janesville.
Watch out.
Here I come, baby. But I'm coming back tonight.
so you're not wreaking havoc in Janesville all night.
You could stay and get a hotel, but you know me.
Just part of the night.
I'll be back.
Bro, you a homebody, too. You like me. You like to be home at the end of the night.
I want
to
be in my own bed or someone I know's. So, I'm kidding. That was a bad joke. That was a joke.
Uh-huh.
So I'm excited because I've never been there. So a new Wisconsin city for me. I'm not asking for things to do there because I'm not going to be there long enough to enjoy the city.
No, but I don't think Janesville's ready for you.
I don't think they are either.
Nah. Wait, I got questions, though.
Yikes.
So you're emceeing in Janesville for the first time.
I believe.
Do you know what you're going to say?
No, I'm assuming they're going to tell me.
What?
I don't know.
You don't got to come prepared?
I don't think it's their wedding. Do I ever come prepared?
Well, every I guess
time,
not.
Listen, every time I host an event, people ask me, do you need a script, Allie? And I go, by the time I get there, yeah. But in the meantime, no. Once I get there, I need a script, probably. And then I probably won't follow your script anyway, because it's me. And then I say whatever I want, and here we are.
Just give me bullet points, and then I'll sprinkle bullet me points. Into there.
So I'm excited, because they asked me. And when they said, they were like, for real? I'm like, for real.
Why not?
I'll do it for you. Let's go.
Right. Well, and so, at the end of the day, they want you for you. They probably ain't giving you a script because they want you to just say what you want to say.
I forget that people grew up listening to me.
Oh, you forget? Real. You forget that you raised half this state?
Honest to God. Honest to God.
And part of another state?
So when another adult, like Jake, says, I grew up listening to you, I go, oh, damn. I have been on the radio a long time, haven't I?
Yeah.
It feels like yesterday, so.
No, that's a salute to you, though. That's awesome.
Well, Janesville, here I come.
Janesville, look out.
Happy to emcee the wedding, and I'll let you know how it goes on Monday.
I'm not salty. I ain't get invited.
Actually, you did get invited, but he did one of those things, which we can call him out because I don't care. Jake did one of those things where he texted me and goes, and tell DZ he's invited. I'm like, that's not how you invite people to a wedding.
You already know there's too much going on. Too much. Was unfortunately not going to be able to make it either way.
You got enough happening.
You know
it's
what
fine.
I'm saying? I already can't make one wedding, so I'm going to go to a different one.
I'll hold up a picture of you.
Thank you.
And I'll carry you around in the air.
No. Better yet, FaceTime me.
I'll FaceTime you.
FaceTime me.
And you could talk on the mic through the iPhone.
I'll MC with you.
Stop
I'll
it.
Wear a tuxedo tie, all that. Yo, yeah.
Stop it. I'll wear a tuxedo tie. Very virtual of you there,
DZ. You know?
Okay. We have got to give away these last pair of Kane Brown tickets right now.
Oh, that's right. I almost forgot.
I know. We got so much happening with the weekend, but this is it. Last pair this week. He is coming to Summerfest. I cannot believe it. June 20th. So, caller number 30. Now, you have to dial 1. This has been a very important lesson today.
Yes, very important.
1-414-533-1037. I did not realize people were having trouble getting through because they weren't dialing 1.
Now we know why.
It seems to be fixing a lot of people's problems. So, my bad.
Dial
1-414-533-1037. Caller 30, you're going to go see this guy. Not Marshmello, Kane Brown.
Yeah. The more important one.
It's a good song. His song with Marshmello, It's One Thing Right. Caller 30 is a winner. Kiss FM. That's Marshmello and Kane Brown. Kane Brown coming to Summerfest. We are there already. I just said to DZ next week, we'll already be 1/3 of the way through October.
Yeah.
So get ready, everybody.
The way this year's been going, we're going to be in summer like tomorrow. So be ready. You ain't going to want to miss that. But somebody's not going to miss it for sure.
Stephanie's calling from Franklin this morning. Hey, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Well, it's Friday. You're trying to win Kane Brown tickets.
What else are you up to?
Not too much. Kind of a free weekend.
Ooh.
Well, I'm jealous.
Sounds lovely.
Well, guess what? You're caller number 30, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Have you ever
seen
Kane Brown in concert? You ever seen him?
I did. I saw him at Pfizer the last time he was here.
True fan. Well, you're going back, and you've got 2 tickets. Now you're going to see him at Summerfest.
Stephanie double-dipping on Kane Brown.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I'm not hating on that.
No, I'm not mad at it either. Do your thing,
dip away, girlfriend. Sloppy
yes,
seconds, fine.
You.
I'll take it. Thank you for trying. Hold on. We're going to get more info from you, Stephanie. And then next week, we're back. We've got Chelsea Handler tickets at 7:45 because she's coming to town this month. So there's a lot happening.
Oh, you thought the winning stops?
Oh, wait. Did I mention you can go to our website and try to win tickets to The Hills Have Eyes, the haunted house?
Oh, you thought we were done?
Oh, do that as well. 1037kissfm.com. Good luck. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.